We have some folks in studio with us that we said we would have back here because we talked with them on the phone while they were at school. I'm talking about Shardae Rudell, who is Ed's daughter. Shardae, you're so good to have you here.
Thank you. It's so good to be back. Yeah.
Yes, you're back in home now from your, on your summer break from Grand Valley University. And a little bit before, you're going to start quite an adventure.
I am. I'm going to London in about 7 weeks for an internship.
And what are you going to be doing when you're in London, other than sightseeing? Actually working pretty hard.
Yeah, I am. It's going to be a full work week, 5 days a week. I'm going to be traveling to Essex for most of it, taking the tube for the first time, all that good stuff.
Oh, wow. That sounds like an exciting time of your life. But now, as you said, this is a 40-hour work week. You're going to be paid for this, but there's also a lot of expenses involved in that.
Paid?
Oh, is she getting not getting paid?
No, I'm not.
Getting,
it's unpaid.
Oh, it's an unpaid
it's
internship.
Yeah, it's an internship.
Well, my grandson just got a paid internship for the summer, so I thought maybe you would.
Well, you know, we were talking about this, and really Gary was talking about this and how hard it is to get to get interns for free, because that's really free labor, except for when you're doing engineering, networking, PCs. I mean, these very high demands, you just can't get the students for free anymore.
Right. So unfortunately, they got you for free. And in addition to that, you got a lot to pay. You got to pay your freight to get over there.
Yeah.
But then when you're there, you have to
living expenses, food expenses, travel expenses,
and a work visa.
And a work visa. I just got that in the mail the other day, but it cost me a good like $1,200 to get it processed.
Even though they're not getting paid, they still have to get a work visa. Now, and that was a shocker.
All of this is to kind of bring us around to introduce the other person who's in studio here with us, and that's Lauren Elliott. Lauren, good to have you with us. Get close to that microphone.
Thank you.
That's good to have you here. Now, Lauren, you are involved in our conversation here because both of you are using GoFundMe, which is it's a crowdfunding internet site.
Right. Just like Kickstarter might be, or Indiegogo. And this is a little different one. Now, who started this first? Whose idea was
it? She did. Shardae did.
Yeah, Shardae. So, and then you kind of looped Lauren in, and she said, I think I could use that too, right?
But you're using it for something very different, aren't you?
Yes. I have horses. I've had horses since I was 13 years old. And I actually just got a new horse. He's very young, in the fall. And he decided to put his foot through the side of a metal shed this winter and had to be rushed to Michigan State University for emergency surgery. And he actually almost passed away. But we were able to save him. And he's actually expected to make a full recovery after racking up like $4,000 in vet bills.
Wow.
So I noticed that Shardae was using it to raise money for her trip to England decided that GoFundMe might be a good option to raise some money to help ease those vet bills.
Yeah, and that's how we heard about this, is we actually had someone come on the studio with us, and they were in an emergency situation where their car broke down.
And he was his mother that he was taking care of.
And he was taking care. He was living with his mother, and they had no transportation. He wanted to just raise $1,000 to get a vehicle, and he was successful in doing that. So it's it's really not a lot of money. And a lot of it is based on the social networking aspect of it. It has ties to Facebook, family, and friends. And that's how we primarily used it. I brought it up to Shardae because we went to the website, and you could type in your zip code or your state or maybe a particular cause. And what we found is I typed in my zip code and I found family members in the area that were going through some, you know, horrific things like a death in the family, and they couldn't pay for funeral expenses. The ice storm took out, you know, their basement flooded, and they found out they didn't have medical insurance. They didn't have flood insurance, stuff like this. And really, this was really a disaster for me when I found out how much Shardae's trip to London was. And really, the work visa is really what put the icing on the cake to pay $1,200. So, Shardae, you put a goal of what? How much on your website?
$1,000, yeah.
That's really going to help her. And Lauren's unexpected expense, when it happened to her, that's the first... In just one day, Lauren, how much did you raise?
I raised... I think in the first day I raised like $300, and then it kind of died off after the third or fourth day, but I think I'm up to almost $900 right now. But my cap is set at like $2,000, which is only half of what I have to pay out of pocket for his expenses as of now. So.
And people could go through the site, and Lauren, in your case, they might be a horse lover. They may have had a horse that had a similar problem that they weren't able to save. this is their opportunity just to help somebody like you, right? A young person that has big bills. And with Sade, I mean, somebody may say, you know what? We need young people today that are in Michigan, that plan to come back and stay here and work in Michigan, but to get some experience outside. So they may be willing to say, okay, $10, $15, you know, $100.
Yeah, I've had like a bunch of friends. I've shared it on Facebook multiple times, and like each time I share it, like one of my friends who's either starting college, super broke, I don't expect him to donate anything, but they donate like $10. And I'm like, really? Cool. And it helps. Yeah. It really does. Every little bit does.
All these noble causes with Sade and Lauren's causes, and you even have cowboy boots. I can back her. She's got cowboy boots on right now.
I made her scrape them when we walked into the building.
I know.
Because, Lauren, you're coming from a
horse
show.
I actually volunteer spring and fall to coach junior and high school equestrian team and for our local high school and stuff like that. So I was coming from there dealing with a couple like teenage disasters and stuff like that. So.
Okay. So one of the things we've done at the Internet Advisor Show, internetadvisor.net, what we've done was we've put a link out there for both Lauren's and my daughter Sade's GoFundMe site and to take a look at it, see if it's something you're interested in, but also check the check it for yourself. You probably have family or friends get a hold of you through social networking or Twitter or Facebook, and you might find family and friends that you've lost touch with in your zip code area, and they're in the hospital, they have cancer.
Right.
And they have this unexpected
medical. Yeah, Eddie, that is such a good point, because people who are suddenly hit with cancer, my case and many other people's, I mean, I had friends who just flooded donations and they helped us so much.
Yeah, your church
when I got cancer, because I was self-employed, we were just up a great. We couldn't pay the mortgage. We couldn't pay anything, and people were helping us in incredible ways there. So, this is a great thing for that kind of emergency.
Yeah, like Guido did, right? You know, who we never did find out who he was. An anonymous donor.
Yeah, there's some people who have anonymously done this. But the nice thing about this, folks, is, and by the way, what I did was on our homepage, internetadvisor.net, there's a little thing that says all about GoFundMe.
Yes.
If you click on that, that'll take you to a web page where I put down basic information about what GoFundMe is about, but then also some of the reviews, because you want to know, is this legitimate? Is it a good thing?
Yeah.
And girls, how was it when you started this? I mean, was it a very hard process to go to use GoFundMe?
Oh, no. I have an app on my phone, actually. I was able to create the thing on online and just kind of type in a description of my situation and stuff like that, and they have, you post a picture, and then it's just up there, and you can post updates and stuff like that. And I can
check it's
the app
up to
on my
you
phone.
To let people know that it's there by sending out email saying,
well,
hey.
It automatically gives you the option to share it on Facebook or Twitter or email or whatever.
So. The important part is that you have family and friends, and they tell two friends and share on the social networking. Mm-hmm. And if it's something they're interested in, they'll donate. If not, then maybe they'll share it and pass it on to someone else.
And it's not just, you know, tragedy and sorrow and things like that. There's tons of stuff on there. I'm thinking about putting one up for my Xbox One. I'd like to get an Xbox One. Maybe you know, I can't afford it.
Yeah. It's for fun things. It is for sometimes very serious things. Mm-hmm. And really the nice thing about it is that you make it happen. It doesn't happen magically. You know, the old thing about with Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. People found with the internet that wasn't necessarily true.
You mean that was just Hollywood?
That was just Hollywood. Because you are one of billions. I did too. But you're one of billions of web pages that are out there. Yeah. So what are some of the tricks? What are some of the keys to getting people to pay attention to you then?
Keep updating. Keep sharing it on Facebook and Twitter. I try to do it every 4 or 5 days. I just keep resharing it on Facebook. Say, okay, we're at this much. We're like a fourth of the way there. We need this much. And if you can't donate, then share.
And one of the things Sade is going to do is, because you're going over there for journalism, right?
It's mostly PR, actually.
Public relations.
Yeah.
She's going to keep a journal of what she's doing. Excellent. She'll publish it and provide it for everyone that's shared to her. And so they can learn. And she's going to go through a life-changing event over there.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to be journaling that. She has her own blog, and then she'll be publishing it on there as well.
And I would imagine that you keep, Lauren, you keep people up to date on what's going on with your horse.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of strange because it feels like there are these moments where you go like 3 weeks and you don't know anything and you're just waiting for something. And then all of a sudden something really big happens and everything changes. And so I try to keep things on the page that kind of keep everything updated on his condition and stuff
like
that.
That's good. By the way, if you go to internetadvisor.net, you will see with both of these young ladies, with Chardet and with Lauren, I have a click here to see the site on there under each one of them. You click on that, it'll take you to their GoFundMe page. And then, folks, if you're interested in something about getting a cause up there for GoFundMe, again, all about GoFundMe, you can click on that right at the bottom of the articles. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And they're going to help us in the second hour by stepping in and doing some screening for us. So we may meet one of them on the phone as well. Thank you very much for doing that.